This is Northwest News from KPLU. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe. The Port of Seattle is facing continued controversy over its agreement with Royal Dutch Shell. Despite a Port Commission request for a delay of any moorage of oil exploration vessels in Seattle, two are on their way. The Polar Pioneer remains parked in Port Angeles, and last night the Noble Discoverer arrived in Everett, where it was greeted by activists and onlookers. I went to check it out. Retired schoolteacher Larry Wold stands on a sidewalk above the Port of Everett with his camera, peering out past a stack of containers at a large new piece of equipment that's just arrived. He's been paying close attention to the news about Shell's oil rigs.
It's pretty impressive and unusual in its shape and form. It looks like a freighter with a derrick on it.
He says as long as it's permitted properly, he doesn't really object to Shell's use of local ports for its Arctic drilling fleet. Around the corner on the beach, there's a different scene. A handful of kayaktivists are just coming out of the water where they paddled as close as they could to Shell's ship and held up banners proclaiming Shell no. Julia Bent is a retired veterinarian who says she just wants people to know how important it is to keep Arctic oil in the ground because of climate change, and she says drilling for it isn't safe.
Up in the Arctic, there are severe and unpredictable storms, and, you know, they think they can handle these rigs, but, you know, nothing is perfect.
So she says she'll continue to join the flotillas of activists, taking to the water to tell Shell and the port not to risk it. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.